Let's go to God's Word this morning. Appreciate you. Appreciate you loving on people, but let's get into the book. Amen? See what we can find today. In a series called Passionate. I love the word passionate. I love being passionate. I love passion. But that passion we have can be out of whack. I mean, we can have passion. If you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see a lot about that word passion. It usually has to do with, immorality. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This thing can get loose. You hear me? And that was not God's plan, but because we're fallen, we're sinners, we can take something wonderful like passion and turn it into something crazy. Amen? But God, He has a crazy, amazing passion for you and me. And I've been talking about it. I've been trying to hammer it. It was my theme through the whole Easter season, how much God loves us. And we call that week before Jesus went to the cross, we call it Passion Week. Passion Week. And I think a lot of people are like me. They wonder, what's that all about? What does that mean, Passion Week? It just shows God had an amazing passion for us, giving us His Son. It's incredible. And so I want to maybe finish this today. If I have one more, if it's possible, but this might be the last one. We'll just check and see. Let's go with it. Passionate. See what we can find today. Roger, the Dodger Johnson, is away in Ohio today. Who's running this for me back there today? Who is Ray? Can we tell Ray Baker we love him today right back there? Ray! Really, if it ain't been Raj running this over the years, it's usually been Ray. And sometimes there'll be somebody else, but for the most part, it's been Ray. And I was able to go out with him the other night. Him and me took his two big boys. I mean, they are big. Took those big boys, and we went to Outback, and we ate like savages. And it was a good thing. The fellow that waited on us at Outback was also a Lemon Bay High School graduate, and so he took good care of us. Buddy, we ate like pigs, didn't we? I have no idea how many bread loaves we ate. And a big blooming onion. It was crazy. We're just nuts. Usually when I get a blooming onion, it lasts a little while. You put that onion on the table, you turn your head, onion's gone. But I had a great time with Ray the other night. His youngest son, and I share the same birthday. Yeah, and so I've been taking his son out over the years a few times, and then I sort of didn't for several years. So I told him we're even after the other night. Call me even. Good time. Thanks, Ray. Let's go to the message. Jesus has, help me, Ray. He has a fervent love for me. He has a deep devotion to me, and He has intense emotion for me. That's what passion is. That's what it means when we say that God loves me. Jesus has a profound, intense enthusiasm and zeal for you and for me. And it's hard to wrap our head around that. We can go, well, God loves me. We can talk like that. No wonder you get depressed. No wonder you get down. You need to see God intensely loving you. That's why I like that song, Oh, He Loves Us, about the tree bending in the wind. I mean, that's a crazy song. When I first heard it, I couldn't understand what they were saying. I'm like, I'm lost here. But then I started to see it better. That's the whole point of that song they sing, is God's love is so intense for you and me. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? I don't know where the church went and somehow making it about our good works. Like, God won't love you if you don't do good works. It's not true. Does God want us to do good works? Yes or no? Sure He does. But He loved us while we were yet in our what? Trespasses and our sin. It's funny. If you're not careful, you'll take credit for God loving you. See, I'm good. That's why He loves me. How about you look in the mirror and say, I'm bad. And God loves me. Amen. Come on. Don't take away from His passion. You hear me or not? I don't know where the church went on that. Now the church will tell you, if you don't do good works and if you do sin in your life, He won't love you. He'll separate from you. He will divorce you. Even the church will excommunicate you. They will kick you out. Y'all hear me or not? We got any in the room being kicked out in the building? Don't raise your hand. I'm just playing. No, I know your story. I got you, buddy. No. Unfortunately, when we make church about good works and about, sure, we should do good works. Absolutely. But when we make it about that or about the money, I tell you guys, we really short-circuit the power of God and the love of God. And we can control it. We can control it better when we put all the rules attached to it. But guys, I'm telling you, God's just, he's just passionate about you. He loves you. I never was told this message. Even the many years I was a pastor, I didn't really ever get a grip on how God loves me. And it was in my pain that I discovered God loved me. It was in my pain that I discovered God. Now, I'm not talking about back pain. I've had 3 back surgeries. I got back going on right now today. But the bottom line, no. I'm talking about the pain of searing loss in my life, of rejection in my life. And for God to step in and say, Gary, you don't have to measure up for me to love you. I love you just the way you are. And he just took care of me. And he's done that for me. And that love's been growing a lot in the last probably 15 years, 10, 15 years. And I do step back and I slide back some, but God's really been helping me in my love life with him. He has a profound, intense enthusiasm and zeal for us. And that means you, buddy boy. Keep going. Jesus' love for us. Say that word. It's what? It's overwhelming. It should be. Don't let it get old hat. Oh, Jesus loves me. Clark's talking about the cross again. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the cross. His love for us. I'm never getting away from that. That's when I want to retire, when I stop talking about God's love and his love on that cross for us. You hear me? If I lose a passion, when I lose a passion for seeing lost people saved, it's time for me to quit. Man, I want you to know God loves you. I don't know who I'm talking to today. You're saying, oh, God, how could God love me and let this happen? He loves you because he let his son be butchered for you on a cross so you could have everlasting. He loves you. Guys, I wish you would just believe me. I wish you'd believe me and say God loves me. He has overwhelming enthusiasm for me and zeal for me. His love for me is even what? What's that E word? It's even what? It's extreme. It's funny how you would go, if it was your child, you would go into harm's way, and some of you have done it before. You'd run into a burning building for your child. But you don't see yourself as maybe that way, that God loves you that much, that he went to a brutal cross. He didn't just go into a burning building. The Bible says he went to hell for you. Hey, it does say that. Yeah, and he took back the keys. Yeah. God not only took your hell, he went to hell for you. I mean, you talk about he loves you so much. So that passion, I know I'm taking too long. It's a great verse. It's a lot of your verse. A lot of you have this as a favorite verse of yours. It's one of mine. I'd like to say it with you. Say it out loud. You ought to memorize this verse. It'd be a good one for your refrigerator or on your phone. Be great. Say it with me. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what? Finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Man, I want you to just see this verse again. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, if we want to have passion, if we want God's passion flowing through us back to him, if we want his passion flowing through us to other people, to our family, to our friends, to people in our community. Yesterday had a crowd. Yeah, I don't know if it was this big a crowd, but a good crowd in here yesterday. It wasn't this big, but it was a good crowd. And, man, I wanted to love those people. I want God's passion to flow through me and love on other people. Amen? And how am I going to do that? Well, this verse teaches us. Say that blue with me. If you want to do that, Gary, say it with me. You've got to do what? Look unto the what? And the what? Yeah, he's our example. He left us. Bible says that we're to follow in his steps. What does that mean? A lot of the church gets sideways. They're going to try to turn water into wine. They're going to try to spit on people's eyeballs and get them to see. I think what it means to follow in his steps is to have passion for people. To love him with all your heart, soul, mind, might, strength. And to love your neighbor as who? That's the greatest commandment ever. And to love like that, to follow like that, look to Jesus. If I want passion, look to him. He can help you. I want you to see something I saw again this week. Say it with me. Who for the what? The joy that was set before him. And I want you just to feel something today. I want you to say it with me. Just push me, Ray. Who for the joy that was set before him? Say that out loud with me. Jesus Christ, he fervently loves me. He fervently loves us. We are his what? We are his joy. Tell yourself that when you're down. Tell yourself that when you're struggling. Tell yourself that when things are hard at the house. What do you do? Is everything got to be perfect? It's not going to be. But he perfectly loves you. We are his joy. I am Jesus' joy. Say that out loud. I think I got that on the screen today. He fervently loves me. I got that. Say that out loud, pretty loud. I am what? You got to do better. One more time. I am what? I'm Jesus' joy. He loves me. I remember in a time of pain and hurt I was going through, and I wasn't getting it just right. But God spoke into my heart, I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. Continuing to go when others would quit. I'm proud of you. Gosh, we think if we just get it all right, God will love us. He loves you when you get it wrong. I'm not making a case for being a loser and getting everything wrong in your life, okay? But guys, love is the motivation that can set you on a path that you can just light it up, baby. When you get this down, you're, I am Jesus' joy. I might not be somebody else's joy. Somebody else might not like me. Somebody else might not treat me right. Somebody else might leave me. He'll never leave me. He loves me. He's happy about me. Is he happy with everything in my life? No! Are you happy with everything in your life you do every day? Say. But he loves you. We're his joy. I love that. Keep going. Look at the second part of that verse. So, for the joy that was set before him, he what? He what? He endured the cross and he bore the what? The shame. That's his passion, guys. Number two, Jesus Christ is what? He's deeply devoted. He took the cross. He took the shame. That wasn't just way back when. He don't love me no more. That was back. Tell me what he did for me lately. Are you kidding me? He is deeply devoted to you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Is that in the Bible? Sure it is. Jeff Clemens in my prayer time this morning with us out in the truck, he read Psalm 139. You can't escape from him. And that man, if you go up, but he's there. That old King James Version says, even if I go down into the depths of the earth, into hell, God is there. He loves me. He's devoted to me. He will find me. Is there something in the Bible talking about he'll leave the 99 and come after your tail? Yes or no, amen. That's called devotion. I just want you to feel it. Maybe I'm a nut. I don't give a hoot. Say this out loud. Not only am I am Jesus' joy, I am Jesus' joy. Say that with me. Jesus was what? For who? For me. Passion. Love this. Rest of that verse says, and he is now set down at where? The right hand of the throne of God. So what am I learning from that verse? Just real quickly. The third thing we see right here is that Jesus Christ has a what? Intense emotion. I know that's hard to wrap your head around a little bit, that God is emotional for me. The word means he feels. He cares. How many remember that old song? It just hit me in the head. Does Jesus care? You know that song? When my heart is pained, too deeply for myrrh and song. That's all. How many know that song? Let me see some hands. A few of you. And I could have kept going, but I would have butchered it. When I was in college, there was a man named Charles Weigel. You can look him up. He was probably 90. When I was in college, he was a great hymn writer. He was alive when I was a young man. And some of the hymns you'll see in these old hymn books, that man wrote. And I got to see that man and talk to that man. But he wrote a song, became famous. He was engaged to get married. And he got blindness. And he told his fiance, "I'm going blind. And I want to give you the opportunity to leave me if you wish." And you know what she did? Take a wild guess. She left him. Well, left him. So, fellas, don't ask if you don't want the answer. Hey! But you know what came out of that was the song, "No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus." I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. And I don't know all those words either, but the point is, it's a beautiful song. Look it up sometime. "No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus." And when you see that song sometimes and you look at it, remember this song was written out of a heart that had been left, that had been broken. And God just loved Mr. Weigel. And I always loved Charles Weigel. What a man. What a guy for me to be able to look up to as a young man in college. Amen. How old would he be now? 150? 140 probably. I was, I'm old now, man. Come on. He has intense emotion for me. Jesus cares for me. He cares for me. He arose for us, didn't he? Yes or no? He arose for me. He what for me right now? He what? He intercedes for me right now. How many in this room, you pray for your family or your children? Let me see some hands. Look at that in this room. See, that's amazing. That's because you care. Had a fellow wave at me up there. Your mom, I prayed for your mom today, sir. Right there. Your first name again? I thought it was Charles. His mom's got Parkinson's. And his heart's broken for his mom. His heart's broken because he cares. Any care that Charles has for his mom, is God put that in Charles to do for his mom. See, we're sinners. Any love we have, any care we have, the Bible says it this way. Every good and what? Perfect gift comes from where? From above. Any love you have, Charles, that's God's love flowing through you to your mama, buddy. And we're with you, man. And that's a hard road that you got to go. You got to go hoe there. If somehow you could picture in your mind that God loves me like Charles loves his mama. Wow! That's how much passion he has for you. Say this with me. Say it out loud. Jesus what? Arose from the what? For who? Say one more. I got another one. Pop it up. Jesus what? When? This would change the way you think if you understood the passion of Jesus. And I'm hammering here. I know. I love this verse. Jesus, he's able to save them to the what? I've quoted this verse for years. I changed that U to put a G on it, to the guttermost. That's where he found the Clark family. He found us in the gutter. Amen? He'll save you. I can't be saved. I'm too bad. You're a nut. Okay, God can save you. He'll save us to the uttermost. Look at that last verse. Say it with me. Seeing that Jesus does what? He ever what? Lives to make intercession for us. So he is passionate for us. He prays for me. What does intercession mean? I want to get into this just a second. What's intercession mean? This refers to Jesus' continuous role where? In heaven. And what's he doing there right now? He is pleading on the behalf of believers. That's what intercession means. But he's pleading your case. Okay? That's what intercession means. Keep looking. Intercession. This is Jesus what? Continuous what? Ongoing what? Eternal priestly role. You might say, why does God love me like that? You're going to have to ask him one day. I mean, it's just crazy. God chose to create man. And he chose to make man and woman in his image and in his likeness. That's a pretty high thing to give somebody. Yes or no, amen. That's crazy. And God knows everything. He knew man would sin. Told him not to. But he did it anyway. And so God so loved his creation that he gave his only son. God would have to become flesh to save his creation. That's a crazy love. Y'all hear me or not? He loves me. Satan will get us to think otherwise. You're no good. You don't matter. You don't measure up. She don't love you. He don't love you. You may as well just off yourself. You know what I'm saying? And people do that. Or drink yourself silly. Or take pills. You know what? I'd rather get me a dose of Jesus' passion. Y'all hear me or not? This has got my butt out of a bunch of ditches right here. I'm going to stay on it. He's right now continuously praying for me. Jesus is my what? Say that loud. Jesus is my what? You don't pray to me. You don't need me to kiss my ring. I'm not better than you. I say that for a reason. I'm not your high priest. I'm not your priest at all. I'm your friend. Somebody's got to do the job. It's me, I guess, here. I preach. I share his word. I'm not above you. My prayers, Charles, you and I prayed. My prayers ain't better than yours. Then why do you pray with people? So I can put my arm around them. Amen. So they can feel my what? My love. Jesus is our high priest. You don't want to trade Jesus in for me. No, you don't. The audience I have here is amazing. No, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Wow. Now let's say, look at it again. Jesus' fervent love, his deep devotion, and his intense what? Emotion for us. I don't know if that made some sense to you. I hope it did. Let's finish. I've got a couple of points I want to make today. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this passion. Number one, Ray, now you're going to have to push it. You've been just lallygagging. Here we go. Jesus Christ arose from the dead. We celebrated that last week. It's something we celebrate all the time around here. But he arose so I can rise. I can be everything he wanted me to be. And so let's see what I found here today. Just a few thoughts I want to share with you. Number one, I rise up with what? What does that look like, Gary? What does it look like when he arose? So you're telling me I need to rise up with fervent love. Plain English, I'm trying to get you to love him back. I'm trying to get you to love God back. And accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You know what love doesn't look like? It doesn't look like God loving you and you thinking your good works are going to get you to heaven. That's insulting. Got it? Yes or no? God loves you, gave his son for you on a cross. I go to church. I give money. You think church or money can compare to the blood of Jesus, God's son? Now, we don't think that way. When I jack people's jaws, they start to understand better. So how can I rise? How can I rise with fervent love? Do the first and great command. Love the Lord your who? God, with all your what? Heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the greatest thing you'll ever do. That's what it looks like. Love him back. You hear me? I watch some of that spaceship astronaut stuff. I'm not a big guy into all that because that's like above my thinking level, I think. But I sure love it when one of those astronauts gives praise to God Can we thank the Lord for it? Maybe he'll see it. That's what loving God back looks like. Praise him. Thank him. Thank him. I used to cuss him, man. Thank him. Love him. Appreciate it. Wow. The other night we baptized you right there, last Sunday morning. We're baptizing her. What flew above your head? A bald eagle right above the ocean, right out there just flying around. Now, you could say we're kooks or whatever. You know what we did? We rejoiced and just celebrated. Amen. Love him back. Put your faith in him. Don't disbelieve the word. You can't tell somebody you love them if you're calling them a liar. That's ridiculous. Take his word. Eat it up. Believe it. Love him back. Yes or no? You want to be passionate for Christ? Love him back. And it starts with believing in him. All other ways are dead ends. Well, you shouldn't say that. You're not very politically correct. No, I ain't. I could care less. We're talking about heaven and hell. I'd rather be right than be wrong. Come on, man. Accept him. Jesus is our propitiation for our sins. Not us only, but for the sins of the whole world, Jesus Christ. Here in his love, say it with me. Not that we what? But that he what? And he sent his son to be the big propitiation for our sins. That word means sacrifice. God paid the price for our sins, our penalty. Beautiful. He's our propitiation. Love him back. Thank him for what he's done. That word propitiation, he propitiated God. I don't want to get too sideways here. It means Jesus Christ loved me so much. His death on the cross, his resurrection, he appeased the what? Wrath of God against me. Wow. How much would you love somebody if you had a death sentence and you were never getting out of prison? I mean, you're going to be there the rest of your life. You're going to rot like a dog in a jail cell. And somebody would come along and pay, and you could just go free. Yes or no, amen. You think you might love somebody like that? Love God back. Love him back. He propitiated. He sacrificed himself for me. I want to love him back. He appeased the wrath of God. Jesus paid in full all of what? God's demands for my salvation. Love him back. Gotta go. Gotta go. Hit me, Ray. Number two. The price has been paid because of Jesus. He died on the cross. He resurrected from the dead. That's what we celebrate. His blood was offered to God upon the what? The word mercy means price paid. Say it out loud. The word mercy means what? Price paid. Love him back. Don't take credit for it. Praise him for it. I love this. God the Father accepted the blood sacrifice of his son Jesus for who? For us. Love him. Wow. I love this. Quickly, number two. How do I rise up with this passion? I rise up with deep what? He's devoted to me. Well, how can I be devoted to him? How can I be devoted to him? Say it with me. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Jesus said, follow me. And you'll be fishers of what? Of men. He said, take up your what? And follow who? Me. That's what deep devotion looks like. Not running your mouth. Amen? Can you imagine? I'm deeply devoted to Jesus, but I'm gossiping about people. You don't love. You're not deeply devoted to Jesus. You're deeply devoted to you. And those that know the Lord and love the Lord can see you a mile away. You hear me or not? Say, follow him. Do the right thing. Humble yourself. Love him. Deep devotion. All the demands of God were met, and we have been declared what? We've been declared righteous, man. Was it enough what he did on that cross? Oh, yeah. It was great. I can follow him now. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. This is great. Talking about Jesus. Amen. We can follow him. Everything's been removed out of our way to follow Jesus Christ. Okay? Last one. I rise up with what? So passion is me fervently loving Jesus. I do that by believing in him. Passion is me being deeply devoted to Jesus. That's by me following him. That's how I show devotion, yes or no? And then the last one, I rise up with intense emotion. What does that mean? I receive what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is fun, guys. This is fun. It is wonderful to receive what Jesus has for you. I want everything he has for me. You hear me? Why not seek ye first the kingdom of God? And his what? And then all these what? All these things will be added unto you. Okay? With emotion. Rise up with emotion and go, man, I don't know what Jesus has for me today, but I want it. This is the day the Lord has made. I said it earlier. I'm going to do what? I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. What happens when bad things happen, Clark? Well, I'm going to see that he's going to help me. Amen? He's going to help me. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness for us that after he said this, this is the covenant I'll make with them after those days, says the Lord, I'll put my law in their heart. And in their minds I'll write them. And their sins and iniquities I'll do what? Well, then you quit bringing them up. Amen? Come on. Now where the remission of sin is, there's no more what? There's no more offering. Uh-uh. You did that for me, Jesus. Receive what Jesus has for you. Receive what he has for you. Amen. Say, I'm clean. I'm free. He said, here's the blessed life. I can be happy. Learn what that looks like. Walk in that. Believe that. The love chapter. Memorize 1 Corinthians 13. Memorize it. I don't understand. I can't love my family and my wife. How about get smarter? Start memorizing what love looks like. Why don't you want what Jesus has for you? Yes or no, amen. Say. You can be changed. How many was mean as a daggum snake? And God saved you and he's changed your life. Let me see some hands. Get what he's got for you. I'm going to ask another question. How many of you, you just were not a good man. You were not a good man. We're going to call you a cheating man. You just weren't a good man or a drinking man or whatever. You were all that. Let me say that. And God has changed your life. Let me see some hands. Come on. Get what God has for you. I want it, man. Intense emotion. I go to church. I'm bored stiff. Have you ever thought maybe you're the boring one? I'm having a good time up here. I could use a little encouragement from time to time. Come on, baby. I want what God has for me. Sometimes I got to quit. Sometimes it ain't what I wanted. Man, I was hurt real bad, left. And I wanted revenge. I wanted to hurt somebody. Bad. And God has totally changed me. It's ridiculous. Now, anybody's hurt me, I want to love them. I'm a nut, ain't I? I don't want to be bitter. God don't have that for Gary. He don't want bitterness for you, Gary. I don't have that for you, son. I want you to love, buddy. I want to use you as a candle. Light you up. And let people see they can go through hard times and be hurt. And they can still smile. They can still get up and be happy. God had that for me. You hear me? He had a woman named Kim for me. Has it been easy? No. No, it ain't. Just because what God gives you or has for you don't mean it'll be easy. It means what he has for you can change you. Yes or no, amen. He's changed me through Kim and her with me. And adopting little girls, 1 and 3. And now the one's going to be 18, graduating from high school in about 3 or 4 weeks. And the other one's going to be in the 10th grade. Pray for me. But God takes the, God, don't you love this verse? And we know all things what? We're together for what? For good to them who what? The Lord. You love the Lord. And see if you don't have that emotion. And you'll have a desire to start wanting what God has for you. I may have lost you with all that. Last one, I rise up with what? One more, I rise up with what? Knowing that I am more than a what? I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a what? An overcomer through who? I don't like no passion. I'm sorry, then you ain't getting none of this. Passion's great. Fervently love Him by believing Him. Be deeply devoted to Christ by following Him. Be intensely emotional by opening up your heart and say, God, I want what You have for me. And then have a passionate confidence, knowing that I am more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer because of Jesus Christ. I can make it through anything. You hear me? You're arrogant, Clark. I'm confident. Here's the bad part. Sometimes I ain't. But God helps me. Amen? I know what I want to be. I want to be this right here. Am I always this? No. But that's what I want to be. Amen? So you can do this. I love this scripture. Nay. Say it with me. In all these things, we're what? Through who? Him who what? That's the key, baby. You can get passion for God. You can get passion for your family. You can get passion for people. But you're going to get it from Him. And you're not going to short circuit Him. I'm going to get the passion. And you're not going to believe in Him. You're not going to accept Him. No, you're just going to do it your way. Uh-uh. Get all God has for you. It's incredible. I mean, I could just talk for hours on how God's been so good to me. Having therefore, brethren, what's that word? Boldness to enter into the holiest by the what? Not your good works. By a new and living way which He's consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, Jesus what? Flesh. And we got a what now? That's Jesus over the house of God. Let us now do what? Draw near with a true heart and full what? Confidence of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, having our bodies washed with what? Pure water. Let us do what, church? Hold fast the profession of our faith without what? Wavering. For He's what? Who promised. Verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke one another to what? Love. And to what? Good works is great. Don't get them ahead of Jesus. Don't get them ahead of His love. To good works, verse 25, not what? Forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. But we're to do what? Exhort one another so much and even the more as you see what? The day approaching of His return. Amen. Now I'm shot. I liked it. Yeah, that's the thing. When you're passionate, you do get wore out. Yeah. Do you know the Lord today? He loves you. He so loved you. He gave His only begotten Son. What's He get out of it? He gets you. He gets you. He gets you to love Him back. I don't understand that. God doesn't need me, but He wants me. Say that out loud. God doesn't, but He what? Would you be saved today? Would you put your faith in Christ today? Would you believe on Him today? He doesn't need you. But He made everything possible so you could be saved. But He wants you so badly. Let's thank the Lord for His word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. Got to quit. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.